Hello again, everyone. This is Kim from What the Phonics. Welcome to the next episode, and I am so excited. I have a very special guest for you today, Joy from Full Steam Ahead. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell me a little bit about Full Steam Ahead.
Well, Full Steam Ahead is a STEM program that incorporates the arts in its lessons. And currently I have 6 classes that are incorporated with STEM.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about each of those classes. What do those entail?
All right, well, we have kitchen science. And kitchen science is where we connect science with the art of cooking and using different kitchen ingredients to help create something.
Sounds delicious.
I have visual arts, which is where we introduce and indulge in the art of painting, drawing, sculpting, or even crafting.
Crafting is my area. The drawing, you don't want me for that.
I love to draw and paint. As an artist myself, I thought that was a very important class to allow our kids to be able to interact with.
And some of them are amazing. They just need a little push. We have some very talented kids.
Yes. I have my young authors class, which is where I allow students to come together and they collaboratively create a book together, and then they become published authors as well.
That's awesome.
Creative writing, which introduces the art of writing in different forms of them being able to use their imagination. So from fiction to nonfiction to poetry and prose, just allowing them to be able to get those ideas that they have in their head and put them on paper.
Really awesome. You have a lot of great stuff. And what other, I think, how many did I count that? I think we have one or two more.
Yes. Music, which is an art. I think kids really need to be exposed to the arts. And I think music is one that everybody connects to. So this class exposes them to different types of music, as well as the ability to be able to learn how to play violin and piano, because I do have a teacher who is willing to work with some of the students to allow them to learn how to play those two instruments for sure.
Awesome, awesome. That sounds like you have a lot going on.
Oh yeah.
That is really amazing.
And our last one is the literacy and STEM class. And the literacy and STEM class is a class that enhances reading and language skills through STEM activities and allow a book to actually be brought to life.
And I was really lucky, or I should say my girls and I were really lucky to have been to several of your literacy and STEM activities, and we had a blast. We've done everything from make salsa to sea life caterpillar. So tell me a little bit more about that literacy and STEM.
So literacy and STEM is a class that I offer at the local library, E.L. Lauder Library, here in Montgomery at 4:30 on Wednesdays. And what I do is take a book and bring it to life. So one week we decided to read The Very Hungry Caterpillar. And we read the book, but they also got to see real life caterpillars and also watch their life cycle via the Full Steam Ahead Facebook page, so that it not only read about the life cycle of butterflies, but to actually be able to see it up close and in person.
So it sounds like you're taking those books and bringing them to life.
Yes.
That's really awesome. So let's back up for a second. How did Full Steam Ahead come to be?
Well, I had the opportunity to benefit from a STEM-enriched education.
Wow.
I graduated high school from Alabama School of Mathematics and Science, and just the difference between the hands-on activities that we were able to do helped us to retain the information that we were learning. So it allows them to connect what they're learning in my classes and really think about it a little more rather than just read about it and okay, on to the next.
It sticks to their brains a lot better when they're I know for me, I have to, don't show me, don't let me just read it. I need to put my hands on something.
Right.
So I definitely can see that.
Right.
Okay. So what else? Tell us a little bit more about, so that's, what else in throughout your life kind of brought you to this moment with Full Steam Ahead?
Well, I decided to pursue my undergraduate career, I guess, in education. So I graduated from Emory University with my degree in education. And I wanted to do more than just teach. I really wanted my students to have experiences. And so I decided after I had my daughter, because she was learning so fast, kids are sponges. So I learned that by doing things with her, she was retaining information faster and it was lasting very long. So I started working on STEM. And she was my first student, and she's an amazing child. So that's how I really started to get into building my own program.
Your daughter was, I bet she was very lucky to have it, and I'm sure discipline was interesting because you're the mom and the principal. So that was interesting. But so let's tell people a little bit more about your classes and where we can find you.
Well, on Wednesdays, I will be at E.L. Lauder Library at 4:30 for the literacy and STEM class. I do plan on having some Saturday classes on the weekends as well, which will incorporate a combination of the other five classes I do offer.
Okay, and what about social media? How can we find you on social media?
I have a Facebook page, which is Full Steam Ahead.
And I'll make sure that will also be linked on my website and in my show notes, so you can find it there as well.
Yes, and it will have upcoming events and highlights from the classes that we're taught at.
And you can see the caterpillars turn to butterflies. There's a whole link and everything. It's amazing to watch them because they were really itty bitty.
Yes.
And 1 week later, they were giant and furry. So it's very cool to watch the progression and again, see some of those videos from the last weeks. You got a lot. You're doing amazing things. As someone who has been in the classes and watching the classes, seeing the passion that you have is amazing. And I know that this is going to continue to grow and to continue to reach a lot of students that aren't necessarily being reached in the schools just because of the way that we kind of have to teach sometimes. So thank you for all that you do. What do you have for the future? Just in case all of this isn't enough, let's see what you have going on. What's your next step?
So my next step is to try to expand a little more, do some things on the weekends, and possibly go into doing some back to school activities.
I definitely am. We're linking up for that for sure. We'll keep an eye out for some back to school collaborations.
Yes. And really just kind of getting out into the community and just letting them know that, you know, I am passionate about what I do and I want your kids to really excel and succeed inside and outside of the classroom.
Well, we are very lucky to have you. The kids are really lucky to have you. I'm going to do a quick little shout out to Yuri Townsy Carr, who connected us. Thank you.
Yes.
I know she's listening because she always listens because she is amazing.
She is.
So thank you for that. I know my kids just loved it. They loved the hands-on. It definitely allows them. They're in school where they don't always get to do that. So we definitely, they're looking forward to it. if I tell them that we may not be able to make it to the library, they're like, oh, well, can I just eat a snack and then we just go? I promise you I'll do all my homework when I'm done. So they're excited. I have to make sure that that is not penciled in, but penned in for every week to make sure we get there. So I appreciate you.
And it's free.
Oh, yes. That's the kicker. It's free, so even better. So make sure you get out to, again, 4:30 on Wednesdays, the E.L. Lauder Library, which is on Bell Road. Come out there. You're going to have an amazing time. I thank you so much for taking the time to join me on What the Phonics, and I can't wait to see what you have in the future.
Thank you for having me.